When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. At least four pro-Palestinian protesters have climbed onto the roof of Parliament House in Canberra. The group unfurled large banners, one reading, "From the River to the Sea, Palestine will be free," with the others alleging the Australian government is complicit in genocide. A New Zealand woman has been struck and killed by a car during a botched robbery at a beach resort while on holiday in the United States. Police in Newport Beach, California, say a scuffle broke out at a shopping mall when two men tried to rob a woman and her husband at a bookstore. The victim has been identified as 68-year-old Patricia Mackay. Former Liberal Party staffer Bruce Learman has been committed to stand trial on two rape charges in Queensland, following 2 days of hearings into the reliability of the alleged victim's evidence. His defence barrister had argued Learman should not face trial because the alleged victim was too intoxicated to remember giving consent. But the prosecutor said there was a case to answer, and any questions over the reliability of the alleged victim's evidence should be considered by a jury. Learman is accused of raping a woman twice in the early hours of October 10, 2021, at Toowoomba, west of Brisbane. The trial will now be heard at the Toowoomba District Court at a date to be fixed. Independent MPs Andrew Wilkie and Rebecca Sharkey have introduced a bill to ban advertising for online gambling. The legislation would prohibit advertising for interactive gambling services, like online and telephone gambling, across all forms of media. A government committee last year recommended phasing out gambling advertising. Mr. Wilkie says it's time for the government to act on the recommendation.
Hardly a day goes by in my work as a parliamentarian that someone doesn't approach me and tell me how they are sick and tired of the incessant gambling advertising on the TV, on their tablet, you know, wherever.
Court officials have walked off the job, claiming their calls for improved working conditions have been ignored for 2 years. Sheriffs, whose duties include security and enforcing court orders, stopped working as they called for better pay and more staff. They say their duties have increased significantly in the past decade, but their pay has not reflected that. The chief of Paralympics Australia has quit for undisclosed reasons just 8 weeks ahead of the Paris Olympic Games. The resignation of Catherine Clark comes one day after the official launching of Australia's Paralympic team in Canberra. Ms. Clark says she is confident to hand over to the team, who she says are poised to create magic. Paralympic Australia's head of commercial, communications and brand, Cameron Murray, will step in as interim chief. I'm Greg Diet, and that's SBS News in Easy English.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.